Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
It's a Friday afternoon, and this has been a whirlwind of a week. Oh my goodness. My wife is supposed to give birth this week with her third child. So on Monday morning, she goes to her midwife. She has her appointment, and her midwife says, you're probably going to go tonight. Like, there's a 50% chance that you're going to go into labor tonight. And if not, definitely by the end of the week. So we got ready. We took our precautions, and there's a backstory to this. Our second child came really, really fast, and I had to deliver her myself because we didn't have time to make it to the hospital. But we won't get into that today. The point is, we wanted to be very cautious this time around, make sure we're prepared, that, you know, the first sign of labor, we're out the door in the hospital, and, you know, baby's born there under the qualified care of the midwife and the medical team. So Monday, my in-laws come over, everybody's ready because they're going to watch the kids when my wife goes into labor, so me and her can go to the hospital like immediately and I'll have to wait. And we're all waiting. Monday night comes by, nothing happens. Tuesday, nothing happens. Wednesday, nothing happens. Thursday, nothing happens. Friday, so far at least, nothing has happened. And we're all kind of on call, on edge. Obviously, my wife, more so than anyone else, is getting very impatient. And it's been an interesting week. I've been trying to work, trying to stay focused as much as possible, but at the same time, very much on call and aware that as soon as I get that phone call, I got to drop everything and I got to go. And that's got me thinking about really how fortunate we are as business owners, as consultants and professional service providers who run our own practices. We're very, very fortunate to have the kind of flexibility that we have. And I'm really thinking about that this week, and I'm very grateful for that this week because, you know, I've been, you know, somewhat proceeding business as normal, but everybody that I've talking to, every meeting that I have, all my appointments, whether it's with clients or my team or with colleagues or partners or podcast interviews, they're all on alert that, you know, I may have to cancel at the last minute. And if I do, I apologize. Here's why. We'll have to reschedule. And everybody understands. Everybody knows what's going on. They all understand. And it's no big deal. And that's a very good position to be in. And, you know, not everyone's in that position. Not everyone has that kind of understanding from their colleagues or from their clients. And if they're in a job scenario from their employer. And I'm very grateful for that. And it's got me thinking about a couple of things. First of all, you know, this is a big part of why we do what we do. That it's not so much about the money. People, you know, as much as we want the money, the truth is the money isn't really what motivates us. What motivates us is more so the freedom and the flexibility. It's the ability to do what we want to do with our time. And, you know, that's really the reward of going into business on your own and being your own boss. Obviously, there's a flip side to it. And I always scoff when people say, oh, you run your own business. You must have so much flexibility. And it's like, yeah, sure. But at the same time, there's a lot of work to do. I mean, I have flexibility, but I probably work twice as hard as, you know, the average employee. But that is an unmistakable benefit of doing what we do, is being able to dictate how we spend our time. Within reason, we have clients, we have deliverables, we have timelines we have to adhere to. As long as things get done and nobody really misses anything big, we have a little bit of flexibility with how we spend our time and what we do with it. The second thing I'm thinking about is there's a positioning lesson here, and it's almost comical. I feel like every day I get on here and there's a positioning lesson, but there really is. You only get to leverage the benefits of having this kind of freedom and flexibility as a consultant or a business owner, if you're positioned well, if you're positioned as a real expert. Because if you're not an expert, I'm not sure clients would be as understanding, right? If you're not a real bona fide expert that clients are grateful to have on their team and on their side, then this isn't so straightforward for you. You know, they may view you as somebody who should be on the clock, right? If you're the hands and not the brains, then you're on the clock and they want you to clock in and clock out, make sure you're putting in the time. And that's not a good position to be in. So I think on the one hand, you should be grateful for the flexibility that you do have, and I'm sure you have some, but if you don't have enough of it, then I think check your positioning, because maybe you're not positioned as the expert that you ought to be. Maybe you're positioned as the hands, and when the hands go missing, people start asking questions. What you want to be positioned as is the brains, because the brains have more flexibility in how and when they do their work, right? Nobody wants the brains to clock in and clock out. As long as the brains are delivering value consistently, then people will be more flexible with how and when that's done. So take a good hard look at your positioning and ask yourself, you know, do I have flexibility in my work? And if not, you might have a positioning problem. Anyhow, it's Friday afternoon. Wish us luck. Hopefully this thing happens by the weekend. I don't want to be on call for the rest of next week as well. So wish us luck, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.